Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for your portfolio. Today we're diving deep into Constellation Brands, the company behind Corona, and a whole lineup of beers, wines, and spirits. Constellation Brands has been navigating a tricky stretch in the alcohol space. Beer remains the star performer, but wine and spirits are dragging, and consumers are pulling back amid higher prices and economic pressure. The stock has taken a hit recently, yet some big voices like Jim Cramer are calling the pullback a buying opportunity. Let's get grounded on what the company actually does. Constellation Brands produces, imports, and markets beer, wine, and spirits, mainly in the US and Canada. Beer accounts for the vast majority of the business, with Corona and Modelo leading the way, while the wine and spirits side includes brands like Robert Mondavi and Svedka. Founded back in 1945 and based in New York, the company runs with about 10,000 employees and has a market cap right around $22 billion. Revenue tells the real story here. In the latest fiscal year, the beer segment brought in over $8.3 billion, dwarfing the wine and spirits contribution of just $820 million. Nearly all of that revenue comes from the United States, showing how dependent the business is on domestic beer demand. That concentration is both a strength when beer trends are favorable and a risk when consumer spending softens. On the earnings front, the first quarter of fiscal 2027 delivered a beat. EPS came in at $3.43 versus the $3.22 estimate, and revenue topped expectations, even though overall top-line numbers dipped from a year ago. Management highlighted resilient beer volumes, but noted softening trends as the quarter progressed, with higher gas prices and lingering inflation weighing on consumers. The full-year outlook stayed intact, though the tone was cautious about fiscal 2027. Looking at the broader financial picture, the company generates solid free cash flow with a yield near 8%. Gross margins sit around 53%, net profit margins near 20%, and return on equity is running about 23%. Debt to equity is a bit elevated at 1.3, but the balance sheet supports ongoing dividends and buybacks. Operating cash flow has been steady in the 2.7 to 3.1 billion range over the past few years. Valuation-wise, we're using a forward PE approach here, with DCF as a supporting check. The model puts fair value somewhere around $140 to $145, while the stock is trading near $140. That leaves it roughly in line with our estimate, maybe a touch below, depending on how the next few quarters play out. Key drivers include the 14.5x forward multiple, reflecting decelerating growth, strong free cash flow conversion in the 60 to 70% range, and share count reduction around 1.2% annually from buybacks. Strengths center on the dominant beer portfolio and consistent cash generation that funds dividends and repurchases. Weaknesses include heavy reliance on the U.S. market and ongoing softness in wine and spirits. Opportunities lie in premiumization trends within beer and potential margin recovery if consumer spending stabilizes. Threats range from continued inflation pressure and shifting consumer preferences away from alcohol to broader economic slowdowns that could hit discretionary spending. Recent performance shows the stock has been under pressure. Over the past year, it's down about 22%, with three-month returns around negative 19%, and even the six-month period in the red. The broader alcoholic beverage industry has also struggled, but Constellation has lagged on a relative basis amid the cautious outlook. For the intrinsic value lens, we anchored on the forward PE model with high confidence given the analyst estimates available and the company's mature profile. The setup blends that primary engine with a DCF check, and after adjustments for normalized multiples, the fair value lands in a similar ballpark to where shares are trading today. The model suggests fair value somewhere around $140, very close to the current price, near $140. Drivers include the adjusted 14.5x forward multiple, steady free cash flow history, and the assumption that beer strength can continue offsetting other segments. A small gap of maybe 5 to 10% could open up if growth stabilizes faster than expected or multiples expand modestly. My take is that Constellation Brands looks reasonably priced for a mature compounder with a fortress beer business. The valuation isn't screaming cheap, but at current levels, you're getting paid to wait through the wine and spirits softness while collecting a solid dividend yield near 3%. I'd be comfortable starting or adding to a position here if you're okay with the cyclical consumer risks, though I'd keep an eye on summer beer volumes as a near-term tell. Remember, these fair value estimates can shift with assumption changes, so treat them as directional guides rather than precise targets. All in all, STZ offers a mix of stability from beer and some near-term headwinds that have created a more attractive entry point than we've seen in a while. If you're building a consumer defensive allocation, this one deserves a spot on your watch list. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts in the comments, and I'll see you in the next one.